Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one like you.
I'm so glad.
There's no God that's not.
You may be let down before.
There's no Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. We're just excited about you guys joining us on this morning. It is our Man Up Monday broadcast. Amen. We have none other than our brother, our friend, the mighty man of God, none other than Keith Starter with us on this morning. You'll be with us shortly. Listen, guys, I'm telling you, if you're looking for a word of change, a word of shift, this man of God has the word of God in his mouth. I promise you, you will not be disappointed for tuning in. Remember, guys, call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them to join us this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection this morning. Listen, make sure that you guys share and like the broadcast as well by doing this by make sure that you hit the link and share that as well. And remember, guys, those of you all who need prayer, please make sure that you call in. That number is 563-999-3628. If you guys need prayer or you guys just want to share a testimony, or maybe you just want to say how the broadcast has blessed you, we'll be glad to listen and encourage you on this morning as well. Remember, guys, that number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1, and we will make sure to acknowledge you when you press 1. Amen? We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You guys can listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me.
I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony.
When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When folk walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am. Help me sing it. Yeah, girl. And that he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
I'm his.
Said it doesn't matter what
it
I did.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who
he
I am.
He only sees
yeah.
me for who I am.
God, 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 God.
Oh,
yeah, baby.
wish I had a witness tonight. That may be somebody else's testimony. Help me say it, help me say it.
He's all the best in me.
Everyone else around me.
With everyone else around.
Oh.
The only zero
in me. Right. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'll never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off? That he did not throw you away? That he picked you up? What did he see?
The best.
I said, 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 what did he see?
The best.
Can I sing the verse one time? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See. See, he's mine. And I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did. But he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I am
his.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Amen, amen. Welcome back. Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Convention.
See, he is mine. I am his. It doesn't matter what I do. For he only sees me for who I am. Oh, doesn't matter what I do.
Amen, amen. Welcome back to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and tribute through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. We're just excited about our Man Up Monday broadcast today, man. Listen, we have a very exciting broadcast that's coming in for you this morning. But we want to make sure that we also acknowledge our countries that are listening in. We neglected to do that on this morning. So we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries this morning. We want to make sure we tell those guys that are overseas, we thank you guys for partnering up with us, being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. All of you guys that are out there, all of our missionary workers, all of our pastors that overseas, we thank you for being a part of this broadcast, being a part of what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you so very much, and know that we're praying for you. We know that some of those countries that you guys are in, that it's a hard job for you to do that, because the taskmasters that you guys have over you make that job not so easy. Amen. Make it not so easy because of the things that they do to keep you from praying, being able to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. But know that you have a family of people praying for you. We're out here praying, interceding, and calling on the name of the Lord for you. We're asking God to continue to keep his hand of protection and grace and mercy over you. And we thank you that you have not taken your hand from the plow. You're constantly pushing and driving to do what you do. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. And we ask that you continue to do it, because we thank you for everything that you do. We know that it ain't hard. We know that that job is not an easy job. That's also a, sometimes it's a thankless job. But we want to let you know that we appreciate you for doing what you do. Amen. So we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Ghana. We have Nigeria. We have South Africa. We have Zimbabwe. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. Daria. We have Russia. We have China. And we also have United States. And we also have Mexico. We just recently picked up Mexico. So we want to tell all of you guys that are listening in and partnering up with us, thank you so very much. And we're praying, that God will continue to keep his hand of mercy and grace over your life. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to hold the man of God any longer. We have him on the line, and we're just ready. We're ready for the word on this morning. So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to some and introduce to others none other than Reverend Keith Schroeder. Appreciate you there.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you. Yes, I am here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. We can hear you okay.
Great. That's wonderful. I want to thank you, my brother in ministry, for this opportunity. I am honored. I am humbled, and I am blessed. And so I want to acknowledge you, Pastor Donnell Douglas, and your co-pastor, your wife, Pastor Kashana Douglas, for the opportunity. I thank you. I bless you, and I honor you for this opportunity. To you, my brothers and sisters who are listening here where I am, it is morning, so I'm going to bid you good morning or good day for wherever you may be. I know that time on a broadcast such as this is limited, and so I want to pray, and then I'm going to let you in on a little something that has transpired just this morning. Okay, so let's pray. Father, we bless you. God, we thank you for this another day. Father, we honor you for who you are in your excellence. We honor you for being the God that you are to us. We honor you for your presence and for your position and for your power. We thank you for this opportunity. Father, I humble myself before you. I bow down at your feet. I say before you, I am nothing. And I ask in Jesus' name that you will bless this time that we have together. God, that you and you only may be glorified. Bless the word that will be read. Bless the discussion. Bless the hearers, God, that we may all be strengthened in this journey. We thank you, God. We ask your forgiveness of our sins and our transgressions and those things that we have done that are not pleasing in your sight. Create within us a clean heart, God, and renew the right spirit within us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And we submit this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. So, my brothers and sisters, my fellow listeners, I want to let you in on a little secret this morning, not really a secret. I just want you to know that that I am prepared in my ministerial training down through the years. I was taught to how to prepare, the methods of preparation, whether it's preaching or teaching or whatever, and to always be prepared, but to always also, my grandmother on my mother's side instilled in me the need to have the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, our guide, who will give us unction and will help us throughout our lives. And so I am very dependent upon my teaching, and I'm also dependent upon the Holy Spirit. And as I am prepared to present to you this morning briefly, I had a little, I had a dream last night. And it was one that I did not immediately remember. However, as I came to prepare myself this morning and to sit in quietness for a little bit, Psalm 91 came to mind. And then that dream that I had last night popped into my head. And so I questioned the Holy Spirit. And I said, "What is that?" And he said to me, "Protection." And then it became crystal clear that I needed to incorporate that into what I am saying this morning. Often we will be dead set on, I'm going to preach, I'm going to teach, I'm going to say what I intended to say and do what I intended to do. And I've seen it where the Holy Spirit very purposely is trying to interject himself and change what we thought we had prepared and what we thought we had planned to say, but we're so dead set on doing what we intended to do that that we quench the Holy Spirit and we will not allow God to have his way. Not so much with me. So I want you to know that that what I'm going to speak about this morning will be a hybrid of what I have prepared, but also what the Holy Spirit has led me to interject into today's word, today's lesson, today's message. Scripture reference is coming from the book of Isaiah, the great prophet Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 1. But for those of you who are looking for that or flipping through that, Old Testament, major prophets, first one is Isaiah, and at the sixth chapter, this is the prophet to the people of Judah, Israel, Isaiah. And in chapter 6 and verse 1, it says this out of the New International Version, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted," some references say high and lifted up, "and the train of his robe filled the temple." I'll repeat that. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple." That's enough. That's good. December 7th, 1941, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt said this about that date. He said, "This is a date that shall live in infamy." For those of you who are aware of that, that was the day that Pearl Harbor in Hawaii was bombed by the Japanese. On December 8th, the next day, war was declared against the Japanese. He says that that was a date that shall live in infamy. It was a date that will never be forgotten. There's a few dates in our lives that we can think back on, and days that will, depending on how old you were and where you were and what you were doing, there were days that will never be forgotten. September 11, 2001. We just refer to it these days as 9/11, when the terrorists attacked the Twin Towers in New York City and the Pentagon and made other attempts against us here in the United States. Other days that are memorable throughout the years were November 22nd, 1963. That was the day John F. Kennedy was assassinated. 5 years later, April 4th, 1968, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated. And then a couple of months later, June 6th, 1968, the brother of John F. Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, was assassinated. Just memorable days that will forever stay in our minds and our memories. I'm sure you have a few more that you can think of, but you know, as I read the scripture that says in the year that King Uzziah died, I want to tag just this topic for a moment. Wow, what a year! Wow, what a year! We can take that and attribute all of the year 2020 as a year that shall live in infamy, a year that we never shall forget, just with what we experienced, not as a city, not as a state, not as a country, but as a whole global society. 2020 was a year that we never shall forget. Here in the United States, I remember back in January 2020, the headlines across the world was the death of basketball great and basketball legend Kobe Bryant. But as I looked through the year, he was just one of the notable celebrity type names that passed away. John Lewis passed that year. Chadwick Boseman passed away in the year 2020. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, C.T. Vivian, Bob Gibson, and the great athletes like Lou Brock and Gale Sayers. Earl Graves passed away, Joseph Lowery, entertainers Bonnie Pointer of the Pointer Sisters, and Janet DeVoe, who was just some of the notable names that passed away in 2020. But not only that, there were a lot of names that were not so globally recognized. Due to COVID, over 300,000 folks lost their lives in 2020. It was a significant year for everyone. I'm wondering if 2020 was a significant year for you. Did you lose your job? Did you get married or divorced? Or was there a baby? You have to relocate or have loved ones, had to move in with you, family members. You had to kind of consolidate and pull everything together. Did you get the virus, the COVID-19 virus? Were you sick? Were you hospitalized? What happened to you? What was significant for you in the year 2020? Is it anything that you will ever forget? Let me share this with you. On May 7th, 2020, my grandmother passed away. My grandmother on my biological father's side was the one who was my mother after my mother as a boy passed away. Way back in 1975. Young fella, me and my brother living in San Diego, California, we ended up here in Houston, Texas. And my grandmother, my paternal grandmother, stepped in and was our mother. And she passed away just last year in May. If that wasn't enough for me in 2020, on October 17th of 2020, my dad passed. He was actually my stepfather, but this was my daddy. He was the one that raised me, that married my mother when I was a boy, and raised me as his own. He was my daddy then. He continued to be my daddy until the day he died. He was the one that would call me on the phone just to say, son, just wanted to hear your voice. He was my daddy. So in 2020, with everything else that was going on in the world and with everything else that was going on in society, I lost my grandmother and my daddy. 2020 for me was a year of uncertainty. That was the year that everything normal suddenly was not. We were at work. We got sent home. Everybody worked from home. Everybody worked from home. How is that going to happen? The schools closed. Parents were expected not only to work from home, but to teach their children at the same time. That is, if they even still had a job. Churches, something that we thought we'd never see in our lifetimes, were shuttered. Sunday school, no morning worship, no praise team, no choir, no elders, no deacons, no priests, no rabbi, no nothing. Everything was shut down, and everyone had to stay home or take the risk of contracting this horrid virus. Musical concerts, all venues were shut down. Sporting events, basketball, football, baseball, track and field, collegiate events were all closed and canceled. Any kinds of appointments you had, if you thought you were going to the barber shop or the beauty shop or getting your nails done or seeing the doctor, whether it was a routine visit or surgery, whether it was needed or not, everything was closed. Weddings that had been planned for years, and dresses and flowers and cakes and venues, all had to be canceled or postponed. Graduations, parents had raised their children for 18 or so years, and we're looking forward to taking senior pictures and going to the prom and wearing a cap and gown and sitting and screaming when they announce your child's names. Graduations were canceled or postponed or done virtually, which is not the same. We took for granted the opportunity to go sit at a restaurant and chat with our friends or enjoy a meal. Restaurants and dining rooms were closed. Any meetings that you were planning to have were canceled. Life as we knew it was not the same. I'm reminded of the opening of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I kind of felt the same way. This is a story all about how our life got flipped, turned upside down. Nothing was the same in 2020. And then, to our horror, we sat and watched as an unarmed black man was murdered on national television with no shame, looking into the camera. And then it seems from there, and excuse the expression, all hell broke loose. It was a historical event. It was a historical year. For years and years to come, we'll look back on 2020 and think about the effects that that year had on us. I know for myself, just witnessing the events of the George Floyd murder changed me as a person. God exposed some ugliness towards us regarding ourselves, regarding our society, regarding the church, regarding Christianity, regarding race relations. God exposed some ugliness that we kind of knew was there, but now it was right there in the open. Changed my life. 2020, I'm sure, changed your lives and the lives of those around you, and how you see and do things differently going forward. The prophet Isaiah notates a significant event in his life as well. And he mentions it this way. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, that was his marking point. I can always talk about the year my grandmother passed away as the year 2020, when all the George Floyd stuff, when all the COVID stuff was happening, and the historical presidential election and all of those types of things. I can always talk about 2020 as a marked year. The prophet Isaiah notates a particular event in his life as well. 6 verse 1, he says, in the year that King Uzziah died, the year the king died, he's saying, I never shall forget. I never shall forget when I had a vision of the Lord, when the Lord revealed himself to me. I never shall forget because it was the same year that King Uzziah died. He said, I saw the Lord. He was seated on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. 3 things that he noted. He was seated on the throne. He was high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. King Uzziah. What's so special or important about him? Well, not a whole lot necessarily. That was just the same year that God revealed himself to Isaiah. King Uzziah was the 9th king of Judah. His father was a king, Jotham, who he co-reigned with until his father died. And then he became a king at the age of 16, and he reigned, Uzziah, for 52 years. His name is also commingled with the name Azariah, A-Z-A-R-I-A-H. They're interchangeable. You can read about Uzziah in 2 Kings 15 and in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 15 and 16. He became king at the age of 16, and as I said, he reigned for 52 years. Was a pretty successful king. He was described as wise. He was pious. He was powerful. And he brought the nation of Judah to a great time of prosperity. When he took over the kingship from his father at age 16, they were doing okay, but he brought them to prominence. He was a great inventor. He had great industry. He saw the importance of building up the city to fortify them against attacks from the enemy. He reinforces the defenses of the city and created and invented catapults. We often see those in the old-time movies. They invented catapults that launched arrows and large boulders at their enemies without having to launch them themselves. He was great in developing warfare to protect the city against their enemies, and they rose to great power, acknowledged God, and he honored God, and he sought the Lord through a prophet that encouraged him to honor and obey God. And so as a result, he had superior spiritual sensitivity. Unfortunately, and listen closely, Uzziah got lifted up in pride and sought to be a divine king instead of a mortal king. King Uzziah got lifted up in pride. He looked around and said, wow, look what I've done. Look what we're doing because of me. Look what I've invented. Look what I have created. And so he got beside himself. And let me put a pin right here. Pastors, preachers, teachers, prophets, anyone with a title, even laymen, my brothers and sisters, as you're listening, be careful in getting lifted up in pride and taking credit for something that you could have not done without the help of God. Uzziah decided he wanted to be like the priest. Actually, this is what he did. He stepped out of his anointing and decided in his own mind, in his flesh, that he wanted to do what other folks were doing in their anointing. He decided that he wanted to go into the temple and light the incense like the priests were doing. Had nothing to do with his calling, had nothing to do with his anointing, had nothing to do with his purpose, but because now he was in his flesh and he was caught up in what he wanted to do, he stepped out of his anointing and decided he was going to do, well, I want to do what they're doing now. He was rebuked by the priests for entering the temple to burn incense. And he got mad because he was rebuked. There's something else right there. Can you note that as well? When he got rebuked for acting outside of his anointing, he got mad. My brothers and sisters, if you are acting outside of your anointing, acting outside of your calling, and you get called on the carpet, here's a telltale sign of whether you in flesh or not, if you get mad. If you get mad because you are being rebuked for doing something you have no business doing, yes, pastors, even you, because God has called you to do and be a certain thing, but often we feel like because we're doing that so well, I can do this too. You hear a racket over in the corner and you look up, pastor over there on the drums. Pastor, what are you doing? Well, I thought I played the drums this morning. You ain't played the drums since the fifth grade, and you wasn't good then. This morning, you want to jump up on the drums. Get back in the pulpit. Get back to the altar. Get back behind the podium. That's where your calling is. That's where your anointing is. You sound like a hot mess over there on them drums. He got mad. He got angered. He got upset because the priest told him and rebuked him for entering the temple trying to light the incense, which he had no business doing. It's dangerous, my brothers and sisters. It is dangerous to act outside of your calling and outside of your anointing. This is a passage of scripture where preachers can use that stay in your lane sermon. Stay in your lane. Because of his anger, God struck him with leprosy, and he remained a leper for the rest of his days. And according to their traditions, laws, and customs, he had to live separated from the rest of the community. Eventually, his son had to take over, and they had a dual kingship until the day he died. And in the year that he died, Isaiah had a vision from God. Let me break here for a minute, brothers and sisters, and I'm going to hurry, but let me break here for a moment to tell you about this dream that I had. I had a dream last night. And it was not anything that I necessarily remembered first thing this morning, but the Holy Spirit gave me unction and reminded me of it. And let me tell you what it was and tell you what we need to do regarding this as we look back on 2020 and we think about all the events that happened in 2020 and us wearing masks and getting vaccines and all of these type things. The dream that I had last night was simply this. I was on a freeway in Houston, And I know exactly which freeway it was, and I know exactly where I was on the freeway, but that's not necessarily always important. And when you have dreams like this, you have to decipher the meaning and the logic of the dream and what message you're supposed to get out of it. I was on the freeway driving in my car, and I looked in my rearview mirror, and there was a huge wreck that was happening behind me. And I could see it happening. I could see the cars colliding. I could see them flipping. They ended up on the shoulder of the freeway right behind me. At the same time, there was a guy on a motorcycle that was flying up the freeway, speeding at a very high rate of speed, and he had a passenger with him. Immediately after they passed me, they had a wreck. They collided with some cars in front of them, and they had a wreck, and it was a massive wreck that ended up right in front of me and all of us. There was a wreck in front of me with the motorcycle riders to the extent that I could see their bodies mangled in the wreckage. And then there was a wreck right behind me. I couldn't see too much about that, but I could definitely see the wreck that was in front of me. As the wreck was happening in front of me, I guided my car over and got on the shoulder of the freeway as to avoid all of the wreckage and not be caught up in the wreckage. And it was right in front of me. After that, I guided myself off of the freeway, got on the feeder road, which is the road that runs right alongside of the freeway, and I put my car in reverse, and I backed up for about a mile or two. And then I got back on the freeway, and it was as if we were replaying everything that I just saw. Everything else happened. The wrecks became undone. The motorcycle was still behind me coming up. It was like I had put the whole thing in reverse. And reran it. And as I reran it, I watched very carefully and closely for any details. And the same thing happened in my rearview mirror. The same wreck was going on in my front view mirror. Once again, the motorcycle passed me at a high rate of speed. And the rider, there were two riders. There was one driving. There was one on the back. The one on the back had a green motorcycle jacket, a bright green, like a neon green motorcycle jacket. But it was, they passed me in slow motion. And as they passed me, I could see the back rider, the second rider, flapping his arms in the wind as if he were flying. They were having a good time. They were at high rate of speed. He was flapping his wings as if he were flying. But the flapping of his wings and the clowning and carrying on, the antics that he was doing, caused the aerodynamics of the motorcycle to adjust, which is what caused the wreck. It was his antics. It was with his dangerous activity that's what caused the wreck and caused him to have a wreck right in front of me. And so as I sat at my desk this morning and prepared to go into a period of meditation, I thought about Psalm 91 for whatever reason. And then the whole dream came back to me, and I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, what was that? What was that about? I saw the wreck behind me. I saw the wreck in front of me. I was able to pull over. I wasn't a part of any of it at all. I could see it all. I could see it. And the word calamity kept coming to mind. Calamity, calamity, calamity. God, what is that about? And the Holy Spirit said, protection. You were protected. It was protection. God was protecting me. I could see it all around me. I could see the calamity. I could see the collision. I could see the confusion. I could see the wreckage. I could see the carnage. I could see everything, but none of it came near my dwelling. I was protected. God said, share that this morning. And so, my brothers and sisters, I have to share that with you. Not only from Psalm 91, and I'm getting ready to give you a number of scriptures. So get ready, get your pen and paper, get ready to write them down. We're not going to go through all of them, but I have to share these scriptures with you. God says this morning, protection. We're talking about a year of calamity. We're talking about a year of chaos. It seems like 2021 is trying to pick up and do the same thing, but God said, I have you protected. I am with you.
not to get ahead of myself as you're getting your pen and paper together, but let me just read this again. In the year that King Uzziah died, let me make this perfectly clear. The king died, but God was still on the throne. Come on, somebody. The king died, but God was still on the throne. I saw the Lord, he was still on the throne. Still, he was high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. The king was dead. God was still on the throne. Hallelujah. God was still on the throne. He hadn't gone nowhere. Calamity was going on. Chaos was going on. The king was dead. What are we going to do? But God said, I'm still right here, and let me show myself to you. Protection. I've got to wrap up. I've been long enough. I've got to wrap up. I'm going to tell you a few more things, but let me give you some scriptures regarding protection. And this is something that these are scriptures that you need to keep in mind. These are scriptures that you need to speak about yourself and your loved ones and those who you are praying for. Prayers of scriptures of protection, God's promises to us. Psalm 34, 7 through 9. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. 2 Thessalonians, and I'm going to move quickly because my time is spent. 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 3 through 5. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your heart into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Isaiah 54, 17, no weapon formed against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication for me, declares the Lord. That's Isaiah 54 and 17. Psalm 17, verses 8 through 10. Psalm 17, verses 8 through 10. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. From the wicked who are out to destroy me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. They close up their callous hearts and their mouths speak with arrogance. Keep me, God, as the apple of your eye. That's my prayer this morning. Lord, I want to keep me as the apple of your eye. Isaiah 41, 10 through 12. I'm not going to read all of it. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Psalm 23, 1 through 7. I won't read it all. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the quiet waters. Ephesians 6. Verses 10 through 15. I won't read it all. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God that you may take your stand against the devil's schemes. Deuteronomy 31 and 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That's a good one. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or terrified. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Psalm 121, verses 7 through 8. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. That's a good one. You're coming out and you're going in. He's going to watch over you. Psalm 32 and 7, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with the songs of deliverance. There's more, but let me close out. Let me finish. This is what I want you to keep in mind, my brothers and my sisters. It's the idea that the king died, but God didn't die. The idea that the virus came, but God is still God and he's still on the throne. The idea that grandmother passed away, but God is still God. My daddy passed away, but God is still God. You may have lost your job. You may have lost your home. You may have lost loved ones. You may have had to readjust your life. You can't go to the movies. You can't go to the theater. You can't go to the opera. You can't go to the restaurant. Your head is a hot mess. Your fingernails look like claws. You'll be okay. All those things may have passed away and may have been temporary, but God is still God. Here's the thing. The king died, but that same God that was on the throne then is on the throne now, still high and lifted up. He still has all power sitting on the throne. He still has all majesty. He still has all dominion. He's still worthy to be praised. He's still worthy to be glorified, and his train still fills the temple. Hallelujah. That means that his glory is still there. His glory still fills the church. And because his glory is still there, that means that he is still worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank God. He is still worthy to be praised. He's still on the throne. He is still in control. He is still in charge. He has not left us. He has not forsaken us. God is still God. And he's still worthy to be praised. If nothing else, regardless of what you experienced in 2020, regardless of what you experienced in 2021, God is still on the throne. He's still high and lifted up, and he's still worthy to be praised. My brothers and sisters, give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm done, Pastor.
Can you hear me? We're gonna take a quick commercial break. Of a technical difficulty, right quick, but we.
I lift my hands in total adoration.
Amen. 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 What a word. I told y'all. Buckle y'all seatbelts and get y'allself prepared. God had a fantastic word. Listen, we have Reverend Snorty going to come back. Man, share with the people. Tell them how they can get in contact with you. Let them know how, where you at, wherever you need, they need you to come minister for them, all that.
Thank you, Pastor. I can be reached by email. My Gmail email account, which is K like kite, B like boy, my last name, S like Sam, T like Tom, R-A-W, D like David, E-R, at gmail.com. So that's kbstrotter@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. And I'll be glad to discuss anything that anyone may want to, or to come and speak for you if that's what you would desire, completely up to you, or even just discuss the message from today and whatever else you may want to. Here in my latter days, I have a ministry of encouragement. I have seen a few things. Like David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. And in these latter days, I have some wisdom and experience to share with some folks, young ministers and old ministers, it doesn't matter, fathers, young men, young women, those who may be married or engaged. I have a little bit to share on in every area. So, I am free to do that, and I welcome the opportunity. It is a blessing to be able to share. So that's how to reach me, and I look forward to hearing from anyone.
Amen. Amen. Man, listen, fantastic word. I was sitting there, and I was listening to that, man, and you were so on point. 2020 was one heck of a year. It was. I was like, my God, man, because we lost people in 2020, man. We had so much that went on in 2020. We were like, I was just listening to you, and I was just going back in my mind to rewind some of the things that I saw that I was going through. And I was like, man, that word right there, you may have gone through it, but God was still on the throne. That was for me. That was definitely for me. If nobody else got it, I got it. That was for me. And we appreciate you, man, so very much. We appreciate you so very much, man, for the
bless
God
you. Thank
in
you, sir.
You and the ministry that's in you, man. The ministry that's in you is a fantastic ministry. We're just excited, man. We've known each other for years. I appreciate you for the time that you imparted in me back in the day. You imparted in me back in the day, and I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Bless you.
Man,
thank
before
you.
Before we let you get off, yes, sir. Before we get you off here, let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this vessel of honor, God, that you have placed in our midst on today. Father, we thank you for the word that is embedded down in this man of God's belly. Father, we thank you for the word that he shared. God, that he gave hope to the hopeless. He gave strength to the ones that were weak. God, he gave the ability to stand and to those, God, who had fallen. Father, we thank you for all that you have spoken in him, through him, God, to these, your people. Father, we thank you for pulling them into the place, oh God, God, to where they can walk upright before you, God. God, their minds and their hearts, God, are in tune and entwined with you because of this word that was spoken on today. Father, we thank you for restoring back to the man of God everything that he poured out. Father, we pray that you would bind up every black backlash, God, everything that the enemy would think that he could come against his life with. God, we pray right now a hedge of protection, God. We pray a covering over his life right now. God, we bind up the plans and plots of the enemy, and we say that you have no power and you have no strength. Yes, the weapons will form. Yes, the weapons will form. Yes, the weapons will form, but they shall not prosper.
They shall not
Father,
prosper.
We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the weapons that were formed, God, that was intended to prosper. God, they may even hit the target, but they did not prosper, Lord. We thank you, Father God,
for that weapon that creates
inside of him, God, a prayer life, a power to keep on pushing, keep on driving. and God, to be able to stand and strengthen others as the storm that he's gone through in his lifetime. God, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Man, we thank you so much again for being a part of the broadcast, man. We love you so very much. You know that already.
Thank you. And, thank you, sir. Back,
we'll be
right
back
at you.
Guys. I also wanted to make sure that we acknowledge our co-pastor. She's pastor now. Pastor Kashima Douglas is our engineer / bodyguard / she got a whole bunch of hats.
Help me.
Your sister, say good morning. Yeah, so I wanted to make sure we acknowledge her all this morning for all that she does. We appreciate her for the work that she puts in every day on this end over here with us, man. But listen, we thank you so very much. And again, man, I'm going to call you a little bit later on, man.
Okay, today.
We'll get in contact with you. Some things I want to share with you and I want to talk to you about.
Okay, for sure.
All right, God bless you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
We'll be right back, you guys, to listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right. It's impossible to see, but God is going to work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey.
No matter what's going on.
No matter what's going on.
He'll make it all right.
Said it in his way. The test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. But joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
Tonight. Whoa.
Somebody don't know where the children are.
my hope in Calvary, where love built from a rugged tree. Oh, oh, the blood poured out for me. Mercy and grace washed over me. His life hung for my ransom fee. The grave has